This is John Benjamin, and you're listening to the Nerd Hour.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
That's right. Here we are, another episode of the Nerd Hour. This episode is, you know, it's going to air November 29th, 2014, but they were recording this November 28th, the day before. We got the full crew here. We've got myself, Mike Falcone. We've got Ariel, and we've got Cornax.
Hey!
Hello.
Yes.
Those voices are to be the reverse. Trust me, Ariel does not sound like that.
You know, no, I don't.
Yeah, usually Cornax.
We'll fix this in post.
We'll edit it.
Listen, I don't edit in post.
Cut and print.
We can make a few references to old shows.
I make like references, like what I do, like I'll make reference to the fact that it's pre-taped, but then I'll be like, no, we're gonna make it sound like it's live.
It's a fool, everybody.
Yes, haha.
And then we'll just act like we're responding to people in chat, even though we're not.
You know what we should do?
Oh, so says Western Echo. Ah, grumpy comment.
We should do is just in the middle of talking, just all of a sudden start in the middle of a different sentence and make it sound like Punchy's just edit it together.
Yeah. We could do that too.
Star Wars, you know, guys, that was really cool.
Yeah, you know, like already we mentioned Star Wars and Dennis is like,
Reese's Pieces are delicious, aren't they, guys? E.T. said so.
Yes. And then,
agreed.
Hey, agreed.
But no. Wait. And.
Hold on.
Music plays.
Dennis in chat goes, the prequel trilogies were shit.
Oh, no. No, he likes the prequels.
No. He doesn't. Even Dennis would not like
I know. I know. I'm kidding. Jar Jar Binks.
Not even Dennis.
I know.
So what's up, guys?
I'm very tired.
For those of you who don't know, this is pretty much, I mean, we have kind of talked, but this is the first time the three of us have talked together and done a
it's
show
true.
In months.
Did you have to work today?
Me?
Oh, yeah, I worked.
Yeah.
Yeah, I worked every week, every day this week, except for Monday.
See, I didn't have to work later today, but I had to work, like, last night into today.
Last night the store closed at 4, so that was good.
Oh, that's nice, yeah. No, see, we opened at 6, and then I was into, like, 2:30 in the morning.
There was only 2 hours I wasn't there. I got there an hour after it opened, and I left an hour before we closed.
It sucks.
Nah, I didn't mind it.
But,
money.
But yeah, money. The money's good. It's just
also,
you know,
it didn't really matter because, okay, this is how it went. We were empty Thanksgiving Day, pretty much, because everything got their shit either the day before or the day before that. And the day before, it wasn't really busy, except for getting phone calls, which my favorite phone calls weren't, you know, what time are you open until? Because that's fine.
What will you have?
No. My favorite phone call was, are you open right now? No, I'm not open.
No, this is a recording.
This is just a fucking dream, Susan. You're in a coma. Wake up. The Matrix was a clue. None of this is real, Susan. Wake up, Susan. I don't even care if they're a dude. I'll just make them think they're a woman in a coma.
Then he'll be like, bye, Felicia. So,
Wake up. You're in a coma.
Have the blue pill. But anyway, Black Friday, you know, it's weird because I didn't get to actually buy anything this Black Friday. But I get to participate in Cyber Monday, so I'm excited.
Well, that's fun.
Because usually, like, when I have money for Black Friday, I just blow through it all for Black Friday. And then I miss out on Cyber Monday.
Cyber Monday?
Cyber Monday, I've heard, is a good time, so I'll be on that. The merchandise of the newest Marble writer debuts in pro wrestling tees on Monday, too. So there's that.
Dolph Ziggler?
No, CM Punk. I'll still start with that. You know, we got two main things we're going to talk about, but we're going to ease that. But yeah, guys, this is actually a crossover with us, my Cornex being a wrestling fan. But former wrestler CM Punk is going to be writing. I think he's going to write one episode of Thor, like the Thor Annual.
Thor Annual.
Yeah.
Yep.
So it'll be interesting. And I think he did like the ending part of a Spider-Man issue this month too.
That'll be interesting.
Yeah, he did a part of like that issue as well. So it'll be interesting. I mean, the dude's smart and creative, so, and he's a nerd. Like he legitimately likes comics, you know.
As opposed to not really liking them.
Well, listen, you know.
As opposed to money it.
As opposed to doing it for a paycheck, yeah.
You know what? Here's the thing. I know of that term, money it, but maybe I don't know deep enough into nerd culture. I never had a problem with Olivia Munn when she was on G4.
I think a lot of people eventually realized that she wasn't really.
All right, maybe she was talking it up for the show, but still, it's whatever.
Let's face it, probably not the first one to. So, you know, so if we knew who the first one to do that was, they would probably change it from Munning it to something else, whoever's name it is.
I don't know. Probably someone at EA.
Now she actually, now she,
yeah. Most likely somebody at EA. Let's be real here.
Yeah.
Fucking EA.
EA will go like, oh, that's a pretty good and creative idea. Now let's make it five more times.
Let's do
it. And change nothing.
And change nothing. But
oh my god, I make that joke, but you know, I say five just so it wasn't a ridiculous number. Because I was originally going to say 26, and then I realized, hasn't there been, like, 26 Maddens?
Yeah,
No,
it started, what, 90? Yeah, there's been at least 20 of them.
At least 20.
Because it started, what, in the 90s?
It was either late 80s or early 90s. I'm pretty sure the first Madden game was an NES cartridge.
We're close to,
You're right. I think it was.
Can I just say how annoying it is that EA basically bought exclusivity for the NFL? Because 2K was kicking their ass.
Right?
2K was so good.
And 2K is a much better studio for developing sports
titles. MLB 2K is way better.
Yep.
The way you operate on it, and like the way you can like hit and pitch and stuff like that, it's so well defined.
Yeah.
And so based on timing and everything that it's like, it's great. And it's so much more like complex and fun than just what like it is in Madden where you're just selecting stuff.
This is the first time in a long time that Punchy has been discussing 2K and it wasn't preceded by WWE.
I'm about to bring it up, but
predictable.
But no, the reason I'm going to bring it up, cause it is part of their sports game franchise. The game that came out this year at least the next gen version, you can tell 2K's trying to like put their own stamp on it, so it's not the same game released every year, which they do.
Well, that's what I heard. Well, to be fair, I think it was what was it? 2K14 was them basically pushing out what THQ had already started making, because THQ had did WWE 2013.
Yeah.
And then they started on 14, but then they went out of business, and so 2K basically took the framework from 14 and then made it. So now 2K15 is going to be their actual first foray. So it should be interesting.
Yeah. I feel like their best game for that is a few years away, but and you get to with the basketball games, like just the things the little things they do just make them such a better development studio than EA. But EA's kind of, like, 2K is like Samsung Android phones, and EA is like Apple.
Yeah, easy to get into. Nothing really changes, but you can't really complain because it's kind of good and advanced.
Yeah.
Like, Apple, you can kind of bitch, but really, it's effective. It's better
it,
than...
It works. It's nice. It's...
You know, it's simple
it's clean,
to use.
It's fun.
To be honest, I would not have an iPhone if not for the fact that I basically got... I tried to find out more about the Galaxy, and the guys at... You know, I was at Verizon. They basically were like, are you going to buy the fucking phone or not? I was like... So I didn't buy the phone. I didn't give them my business, and so I just went to Apple and got it directly from them.
It's like, all right, fuck you guys. I won't buy it from you.
I was like, really? You're going to treat me like... And one guy's like, can you give me your phone? He wants to basically... They want to see if they can buy my phone from me, my old phone. And I'm just like, can I figure out what I want to do here? I basically got in there with 2 minutes, and they were trying to buy my phone and sell me a new phone that I knew nothing about. I'm like... You know what? I'll take my business elsewhere. Yeah. So I did.
Exactly.
The better choice, I would say.
The best choice of them. And literally, Cornax, Madden, this year's Madden was the 26th game.
Holy shit, I was right. Oh my God.
Madden's older than I am.
Holy shit. Random number one.
Madden's older than Cornax, too, I think.
Dude.
Yeah, because I think I'm older than Cornax.
Yeah, so Madden's older than both of you.
I have something scary, and this is work-related, but it has to do with the older-than-me thing.
Yeah.
I had a coupon that a customer gave me. It looked a little old, but it said no expiration date, so I have to take it. This was back when I was on register. And then I finally looked down, and I read through the that whole spiel they give at the bottom of what you can and cannot do with a coupon, and I found a date. From what time period it was from. Down to the month and day.
Older than you.
A decade older than me.
Dear
God.
It
was from October 1st,
1983. Who the fuck has a coupon that long?
I have no idea. You know what, though?
Not only that, but then how were they like... You know what? Today's the day.
Yeah. You know what's funny, Cornax? I'm like 10 months older than that coupon.
You're old, like a piece of worthless magazine paper.
You're as old as a coupon.
Oh, yeah, by the way, I got a promotion, so yay.
Oh, congratulations.
Congrats.
Thank you. So I'm no longer cashier, I'm customer service.
Oh, great.
Super fun.
So now when Joe Coletta goes there.
Oh, my God. No, I actually just got my first, like, I've had shitty customers. I had my first truly wretched customer today. I was like...
I'm going to say this, though, because I was actually having this conversation Thursday night when I was at work. Like, we were all trying to determine who probably gets the worst, like, the brunt of the worst. And at first, you know, we were like, well, you know, people on the sales floor, I mean, like, we deal with, like, nuts and annoying and sort of, like shitty people. Like, even with, like, electronic stuff and things like that, but not to the degree or to the, like... amount that customer service does.
You know what? Mostly what I get is lottery and bottle returns.
Well, yeah. That makes... Yeah. That's weird. But that makes sense.
I've been watching my managers. I've been looking at what they do.
But I would argue that you would probably get, like, you're going
to
get the more... Because it's always people who have returns and they can't do it. And then it's always people who want, like, things like that. And you have to send up for, like, receipt mistakes and things like that. Like,
but also, you learn what type of idiots you work with as well.
Oh, yeah.
Because when you're on register, you're just yourself. But then when you have the customers coming to you with complaints, and you look at those complaints, and it's not an angry customer. It's someone with a legitimate complaint. You realize, God, this person's a fucking idiot. But you know how there are those people where they're so stupid that you recognize it even when you're on register?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You see how much more stupid they are.
God.
Like, okay, I forgot to tell this to my manager, but pretty much, I'm going to have to get someone suspended. Because they can't do their job right. If we have to look under the carts to make sure no one's stealing shit.
Ooh,
and I have caught this one person... not checking the carts, and then I had to pick the items up for them to get them to scan it, because they're an idiot. Well, guess what? A customer came back in with the item in question that they forgot. They were like, "We forgot to do this, and you know, we didn't. Our cashier didn't ring it up." I scroll down to the bottom. I see it's this idiot's name. I'm like, Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
And this is a customer who was honest enough. The item before the sale card is like $20. It's $10 after the sale, but they could have just walked
still,
off.
It's still $10 the store loses.
They could have walked off without it. They came back, and I was able to put it through for them, but I shouldn't do that. And the thing is, as soon as I tell my manager, this is a new rule, because we've had too many people doing this shit and walking out. If you fuck up like that, you're suspended for 2 weeks without pay.
Sucks, but yeah, it has to be done.
Yeah. And I...
For the greater good.
I don't want to sound like I have it out for this person, but I kind of do. Not
well,
because
at
like,
this point, it's been not, enough times.
Yeah. It's not like I'm targeting them. I hate this person, but not because I just like don't like them. I hate them because they're so incompetent at their job.
Then you've got to suspend them for the greater good.
Yeah, I really do. and it's funny.
Turn
that,
in your badge and gun.
It's funny that you used the English accent there because I just think of Ashley when I deal with this person.
Oh shit!
And I get. Let's just say there was a conversation had at the second live event that I'm like, Ashley would be having a field day right now.
Would he, Nicholas Angel?
What does that mean?
You've never seen Hot Fuzz.
Never seen Hot Fuzz?
I actually haven't. I've seen parts of it.
Oh my god.
No wonder why.
No. I've seen parts of it, but I've never gotten a chance to actually see it in full. I knew
you need to watch it.
Dude, yesterday AMC IFC was playing it all day.
I'm sure it's on special right now. Go on Amazon.
Yeah,
go on Amazon.
I'm sure it is.
Go on Amazon right now.
Right now, Cornette.
Right now. Right now in the middle of the show. Go on. Say your card number over.
The air
with the last three digits, and
balls.
I will also be on
balls.
Amazon.
Balls.
But dude,
balls.
All right, stop saying balls. But
can you repeat the number so I can type it into Amazon?
Balls.
All right,
great.
So, but yeah, dude, like it's not as good as Shaun of the Dead, but it's very underrated.
That's really good.
From what I've seen of it, I know I would enjoy it. I haven't really gotten the chance to see it.
What I like is that
it's different from Shaun of the Dead because it's not like it's not zombie movies. It's cop action movies. So you can't
what's
really
your
hold it to the same degree.
Weird.
Yeah, what's your birthday?
Every
what's
year.
Your social?
Yeah. No. Like
what year? Every year.
I think the main difference is like Shaun of the Dead was very like. The sense of humor in it was very compatible to like North American audiences.
True.
Whereas Hot Fuzz, it definitely was decidedly more British in humor.
Well, I mean.
But you know what I mean, like where it's the kind of British humor that doesn't translate as well to a lot of idiots in this area in this country.
True.
Do you guys like go on YouTube a lot?
I was just on it now watching Let's Plays for The Evil Within, so.
All right.
Oh,
dude. Have you guys ever watched Stuart Ashen?
No.
No.
You've never? Wow. I'm actually
you,
surprised.
Well, you've never watched Hot Fuzz, so.
No.
We're
well,
all surprised.
Let's be real.
Hold
let's,
on.
So,
let's be fair.
So get off your high
I
horse.
Hold on. I wasn't on a high horse. I was just legitimately surprised.
On your high horse.
Bite my dick on my high horse.
On your pedestal.
Yeah, God, pedestal boy.
Yeah, I'm... Okay. I was going to go too far. No, but I have seen parts of Hot Fuzz. The reason why I just spaced out is because anytime I look at Simon Pegg, there was a joke a while ago because this guy, Ashens, kind of looks a bit like Simon Pegg. And so I can't think of Simon Pegg without thinking back to this guy's YouTube channel. And that's the end of that.
Oh, okay. Well,
story.
He's also British.
Oh, okay.
Well, just like the end of The Sopranos, that story didn't have an end to it.
No, wait. No, that doesn't work. No,
it doesn't. See?
You can't argue to this. No, because if you argue it, you've proven him right.
Yeah, license and registration, chicken fucker. So, you know, like, and that's the thing, too, like, going back to the whole thing about the developers. No, fuck it. We already talked about that.
We're off that now.
Yeah.
Moved on.
That entire trilogy of movies.
Speaking of trilogies.
The Three Colors Coronado.
Oh, I was like, where did we get a movie trilogy? Yeah.
Speaking of trilogies. Oh, yeah.
Two trilogies and then now a third one.
Yeah. But before we get to that,
we
ignore the second trilogy.
Oh my
God. We only think about 4, 5, and 6.
Here's the thing about
here's my argument with the prequels. Is like there are truly great moments. Like especially in Revenge of the Sith, there are truly great moments, but then it is just ruined.
Yeah.
By buried under layers of other shit.
She lost the will for every awesome thing
with like Chancellor Palpatine and like the counselors and stuff like that. You just have Hayden Christensen.
This is one thing I realized today because I was thinking about Star Wars. I was especially thinking about the prequels.
I think everybody was thinking about Star Wars.
Yeah, and then I started thinking about punching and then wrestling because of the whole CM Punk thing that's been going on. I started thinking about wrestling and I realized something. George Lucas is Vince Russo. Let me explain. For those of you who don't know, Vince Russo had a lot of ideas that were very popular in the Attitude area, but he also had a lot of wacky, stupid ideas in WCW and TNA. Now, here's the thing. In when he was in WWF, he had Vince over him, and Vince would go, okay, that's pretty good. Let's run with that. And then he'd have Vince smacking him on the nose and going, no, bad, Vinny, bad. No, we don't do that. We have newspaper. Okay.
So, yeah, and then
the thing is, George Lucas for the original trilogy had people who was like that for him, where it was like, let's take care of this, we'll take care of that, and so on and so forth. Basically, other people taking his ideas and making them work and shooting down the stupid ones,
making them better.
Yeah. The prequel was basically George Lucas's version of TNA. All of his bad ideas came out at once.
And he's full of shit when he says, oh, I've had this written for months. No, you didn't have it written for months.
No,
for years. Yeah, he had it written around the time he had the first trilogy written.
I would argue he probably knew maybe the Anakin backstory.
I'd like to imagine that when he first came up with the idea of the Clone Wars, and he's saying, your father and I fought in the Clone Wars. There was something a lot better originally.
Probably.
In people's
minds.
Well,
the TV series.
Like, one of my favorite... the current TV series, which George Lucas has nothing to do with.
And that's why it's great.
I know.
I am glad George Lucas brought us Star Wars. I am glad for that. I am much happier that he is not involved in these.
Well, here's the thing. Yeah. If you look at, I don't even care if the expanded universe is touched upon this new movie, so long as it's good.
I feel like it might be slightly, but not entirely. I'm excited as shit for it, though.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
It looks fucking great.
Anyway. I've seen people do other things with the expanded universe, and when they use George's ideas, even from the prequels, you know, they're good.
Yeah, no, the ideas are great. It's the execution.
Yeah, I know. And
like all the ideas for all of the prequels they're not bad ideas, except for the Phantom Menace parts of that. Like Darth Maul is fucking amazing. Yeah, midichlorians is shit.
Look,
no, but Darth Maul and that shit was fucking amazing.
Can I say this? It's like the comics, which would expand on ideas like midichlorians and shit like that. I feel like the comics largely avoid discussing those little microscopic things.
I'm pretty sure it's going to be ignored from this point forward.
Like, the idea is, okay, there are Force-sensitive creatures. Okay, great.
Accept it as sort of that would make sense. Like, there's Force-sensitive people, and there's people who can utilize the Force over others.
Yeah,
fine.
And then there's...
That's all I need.
Well, no, you're more Force-sensitive because these are the actual Force-sensitive creatures.
No, I don't need to know that.
Yeah, I know.
I don't need to know that. I accept it as a mystical force. I accept it as the one magic element of this movie. I accept that. That's all I need. You can just tell me there are people who are force sensitive. Great. Understood. And they can use it for good or for bad. I get that. I don't need any more explanation. I'm still mad about it.
Going off the new trailer, how awesome is it seeing Mark Hamill with the goatee?
That's not the real trailer.
It's not?
No, that's somebody edited that.
What?
Have you seen the real trailer?
I have seen the real one where you get all the stormtroopers and shit.
Yeah, no, that's not. I don't think that one is the real trailer. That's somebody re-editing Empire Strikes Back.
He didn't have a goatee, though.
No, I know, but I think it's I think they animated stills.
All right. Well, I saw both. I saw both, and you know, I'm kind of excited for this movie. I think it's a little. I saw that lightsaber, and I was like,
oh, that lightsaber! That not only that lightsaber, but that outfit, that whole look. I don't even need to see who is behind that hood, but it looks sick.
You know what? I'm of two minds with the lightsaber. The look is cool. I'm like,
it's like a broadsword.
Well, yeah, but there's a part of me that's like, do we really need it coming out of the sides?
You know what it could be?
There's another part of me that's like, this is awesome. There's another part of me that's like, I hope they don't do something stupid like turning into three long blades. But then there's another part of me like, you know
I want that to happen.
There was another part of me that was like, you know what? If you do that well enough, it might not be bad. And there's another part of me like, yeah, but aren't those two just, even if they just stay there, aren't they just useless?
They're like guards.
And then I thought, wait a minute. Unlike guards on an actual broadsword, these could actually be used for a more efficient offense.
Yeah, and
but
also excellent defense.
Wouldn't the one near your wrist cause some problems? And then the other part
no,
of my brain
said... No, that's probably
why
he's wrapped.
Well, the other part of my brain said, a lightsaber is a cylinder. He can turn it, and it won't affect the blade. Basically, a lightsaber is the blade all around.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to have it facing a certain way.
Exactly. I like it
but
because
then,
I feel
what's
like...
the
okay.
point of those little two things on the sides? Shut up, they'll come to use later.
They will.
Okay.
Exactly.
It's JJ.
Block other light. It's a way to block other lightsabers.
Yeah, it's a defense and offensive thing, I feel like, because you can...
Oh, yeah. That.
You can side, and then it stops anybody from hitting your arm.
But let's be honest. The main point of that is just because epic.
It looks fucking cool and you can.
Let's be honest. There's something really cool about a Star Wars movie.
Seeing that happen?
Huh?
No, sorry. I said there's something really awesome about like that moment in the trailer. Just, it happens. You're like, oh, shit.
Yeah, but there's something awesome about seeing a Star Wars movie in J.J. Abrams style. Like, it's not like overly too Star Trek-y or lens flare-ish, but what I
no,
mean
but
is...
No, but it's so, like...
Like, we've seen...
Star Wars.
Yeah, like...
Like, there's no other way to describe it. Like, it is
yeah.
just
it's
Star
the,
Wars.
Like, with the newer
with
trilogy.
Modern technology.
Yeah, with the quote-unquote new trilogy.
Yeah.
The prequel trilogy. You know, it looked different. You can tell there was modern techniques in it, but it still looked like sort of set in the same universe. Like, the filters were a little different, but you could kind of tell. This almost looks like, holy shit, in a brand new place, but what's that?
Yeah, like...
Stuff from the original trilogy? Oh my god!
Yeah,
it looks like it just jumped off of the originals.
Yeah, like
and then...
Like, with, modified version, like, slightly
exactly,
upgraded.
But with, like, our advances to movie making.
And the stormtroopers...
That's what I mean. It's, like, it's so weird seeing that, but it's so
like
cool.
Like, you have more atmospheric stuff.
The stormtroopers,
exactly.
Yeah, the stormtroopers look like an amalgamation of stormtroopers from the first trilogy and the clone troopers from the second trilogy.
Funny you say that, because that's actually true. But not in this sort of sense of where it would be in the timeline. Because sort of immediately after episode 3 and between episode 4, the clone forces start dwindling off. So they start supplementing the forces with actual soldiers. And then sometimes they clone the best of the best of those soldiers. So stormtroopers are some original people. Actually, no. Clone troopers are clones and original people mixed together. It's really weird,
yeah,
but
and
really cool.
And from what I saw there, it looks like the guy who from Attack the Block, who's in the part of the cast, is one of the is a stormtrooper.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm so intrigued by who he is.
Yeah,
because he seems to have he's force sensitive.
Yeah, so
maybe I mean it's kind of makes it that way.
It's possible.
Yeah, no, but it makes it look that way when the narration's going over saying like it's awakening.
It's funny. He's probably like. He's like, all right, I might be a Jedi. He goes, but last time there was a black Jedi, that didn't end well.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, we've moved on. Well, this is funny of talking about the prequel movies as coming before the actual original trilogy. Because even though it takes place early in the timeline, we always talk about that. Here's how I look at it. They've progressed, Punchy, because Mace Windu was in the past.
Yeah. Well, no.
Then they had Lando Calrissian.
Okay.
Yeah. They moved.
He wasn't force sensitive, but he was Lando.
Exactly. True. Well, and I wonder if Lando makes an appearance in like this trilogy.
Did he? He didn't die.
Billy
right?
Dee Williams is going to come in there.
You know, better.
He did not.
Let's
he actually.
Be honest. What else is he doing?
Nothing. Exactly. He flew the Millennium Falcon in that second Death Star strike.
He also wore Han Solo's clothes.
He did.
Which was weird.
Yeah.
Because you were like, Lando, what are you doing?
It's like slowly rubbing his chest. I am Han. I am Han.
How? Okay, but how excited are you to see all three of them?
Very.
To see Luke and Leia and Han. Han, though, of all people.
Actually, Luke, more specifically for me.
Really? Interesting.
Yeah, you know what? I always found that weird, like, this obsession with Han Solo. Like, don't get me wrong. I like Harrison Ford. Solo was a badass.
That's why.
But I always loved Luke. Luke was my favorite character.
Yeah.
Han Solo is the James T. Kirk.
I know.
Of Star Wars.
Let's not say that. Let's say James T. Kirk wishes he was Han Solo.
No, they both have the same kind of role.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
They're different.
Remember, I'm basing this off not just the Abrams, Star Trek, but also like the early episodes before Shatner became a character of himself.
Fair point.
Like, I'm not talking about like Kirk in the Star Trek movies when he started doing the whole pregnant pauses every three words. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about like during the TV show.
You know, I'll say that cool, even though cocky people demeanor. Make fun of the way Shatner talks and acts and stuff like that, it makes for pretty good for a pretty good punk album that he did.
It also makes for good comedic timing sometimes too.
Yep.
Like his spoken word albums are hilarious, but.
Have you ever heard his song "Common People"? Well, it was a cover.
Not in a while.
It was. Oh my god! Or was it "Common People"? You know, let me give me a moment.
You had a moment.
All right.
But no, like I'm excited for the new trilogy.
I like seeing the X-wing fighters like, and they're kicking up like water.
And it was
flying over it.
There's so much good about this trailer.
And then the Millennium Falcon shows up. Like that's the best moment of the trailer. And
I'm almost worried with the X-wings because I don't know. There's something so different between just sort of. Models and CGI, like I have no doubt they're really based off of a model that they built, because well, that's how you got to do it. But there's a part of me that looks kind of like that scene is. It's awesome that they're skimming the water, but I'm kind of like, But then I saw the Millennium Falcon. I'm like, okay, this could work.
Yeah, the Millennium Falcon part though, you're like, yes, like.
Like the X-wings, I was kind of like, I don't know, but the Millennium Falcon, I was like, all right. They rendered it pretty goddamn well.
Also, I want to see like how deep.
To be fair, also it's a teaser trailer. Like it's not completely finished yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to know how deep into the previous trilogy they go into as far as people. Is Wedge Antilles gonna make an appearance at some point? The only guy to take part in both Death Star attacks and survive both of them.
Maybe.
Is he a general?
I want to know, like, I don't think they're going into it, but it's just such a good arc in the expanded universe of, like, the Darth Cadus arc and Jason Solo.
Yeah.
And, like, I know that they're not going to. I mean, they may not, but I would love it.
I think this is kind of at the ends of those characters' lives, which I don't think was really covered. So you might get, like, token references. But
to
I don't
what?
Think
to Jason
get...
Solo?
Yeah, or... Well, one thing you might get is maybe Luke mentioning his wife is dead and saying how she was connected to the Emperor or something.
Yeah, but I don't know if they, I don't know if they'll even bring that up because I don't know. I just don't know. But because they'll probably put in some stuff in the expanded universe that they can, but
I think they'll give legitimately subtle think wink, though nudge, like nudges. I think they'll do a subtle wink wink nudge nudge for the fan, but nothing too obvious that would make people go, "What are you talking about? What is going on here? I don't know what's happening."
Right. No, but I think, like, you know what? I legitimately do think, like, Jason and Jayla Solo will show up.
Maybe.
Like, out of all the characters, like, regardless of if you want to take any plot lines from the expanded universe, like, those are characters that I feel like make sense. Yeah. Regardless.
If they just, like, make a new prequel trilogy that completely retcons the prequel trilogy we've been given...
The only bad...
Like what? Like the Days of Future Past us?
Yeah.
Maybe. Or they just
like
where
it's like, guys, it never happened.
The only bad thing
or no,
about...
it's just like they go, no, George Lucas fucked up. This is what really happened.
What if they're just like, well, Anakin Skywalker.
The only bad thing
is just an oral history. Yeah.
The only bad things about that though is we then lose Ewan McGregor as Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yeah, he was a really good Obi-Wan.
Alright, I'll say this. Ewan
also
McGregor
Darth Maul.
Was great. Also, Darth Maul was wasted potential, and
but he's so cool, and they brought him back in the Clone Wars.
He was cool, and I'll say this: good that they brought him back, but you know, like they fucked him up.
You know what's
like,
funny? So cool. That's still not Ray Park's most wasted role in a movie.
I know.
No, it's Toad.
Yeah,
we know, but no, like no, but it's Darth Maul was so cool.
I know he was.
Also Jimmy Smits as Princess Leia's adopted father.
Oh, that actually explains everything.
Oh, that's great.
I think I heard someone say once that Jimmy Smits will destroy everything he's ever in, and I think this makes sense all of a sudden.
Yeah, now you know he's in the Sons of Anarchy for its last few seasons. He
yeah,
was
it's like
for a bit.
It's like Jimmy Smits was in the Star Wars prequel trilogy. That explains everything. It was cursed from the beginning, but he wasn't in the first one.
No,
doesn't
he was
matter.
He
was going to be in them.
He was in the third one, but yeah, like.
What was he in the first one?
I don't know he was. Like,
no, he definitely was because wasn't he like Amidala's like counselor?
Possibly.
I'll look it up.
I'll look it up too, but
Jimmy Smits.
I don't want to type in the Phantom Menace, but I'm going to.
Just search Jimmy Smits.
No, it's just
because
easy.
then you can just go through. No, it's easy to go through.
Fine. All right, fine. Jimmy Smits. There it is. Star Wars Episode 3: Revenge of the Sith.
He was not in episode one.
He was just in two and three.
Yeah, but I'll still say
that was that's weird that that's the first thing that comes up.
Yeah.
Like.
I think that's how like people are just like Jimmy Smits.
Going on a sidebar for a second, he's fucking been really good in Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah, but Sons of Anarchy has not been.
Well, no, this season's been. Have you seen this season at all?
No.
I don't watch TV.
Holy crap. Like, it's just... You know,
no, after they killed Tara, I was like, fuck this.
Well, let's just say Jax
found... Spoilers!
They're,
you
like,
know what?
They're, well,
I was last
season. Jax found out a couple episodes ago that Gemma
no,
killed.
I know. I know. I pretty much... I know what's happened. Yeah. I don't care.
Yeah. But apparently, like, I didn't watch the last episode last week. Not this last week's episode, because it wasn't one this week. Like, you know, the week before. Apparently, like, the acting from Jimmy Smits and Charlie Hunnam in this past episode, like, how they, you know, showed how they're feeling when they find out that Gemma killed Tara was just, you know, like, top-notch. Like, Jimmy Smits, like, when Jax called him and was telling him that Gemma killed her, like, the look on his face, you know, because that was basically when Jimmy Smith's character was like, yeah, no, I can't see you anymore. I can't be with you anymore after what I just heard to Gemma. And you know, like this, and as Gemma's leaving, she goes to one of the oldest kid and gives him like, you know, the his granddad's ring, the John Teller's rings, and kind of like, oh, for when you join the club. Basically already like continuing the cycle. It's been a really good season. There's been some, like, I kind of feel like Juice is dead soon.
Probably.
Definitely dead soon. Because he told Jax about, he confirmed that she killed Tara, but he also confirmed that he is he's the reason why,
yeah.
Why they went after the people and why Bobby's dead. Because Bobby, and that sucks. Bobby was killed.
Yes.
But yeah, no, I feel like
that's awful. And he was the only one who was really trying to do right.
Yeah, he was the only one that was trying to do right. Like everyone else was either being fucked up or, you know, just trying to just following orders. And you know, I think either Tig, Chibs, or fuck, what's David LeBravia's character's name? The bald one.
Happy.
Yeah, Happy. I feel like one of them are going to die by season's end.
Most likely. I feel like half of them are going to be dead by the end of the season.
Probably.
Seriously.
But going back to Star Wars. Sorry, a little sidebar there. I really think that this is going to be J.J. Abrams making up for the shitty prequels.
God, I hope so.
Like, he's going to make such a good movie. It might, like... Quality-wise, it could rival the first the movies in the first trilogy. Maybe not Empire.
Mm-hmm.
But it could be better than New Hope. I think.
Maybe.
Definitely better than Jedi.
Mm-hmm.
Jedi was like the weak one. Even Jedi wasn't considered that bad. It just wasn't as good as the first two. Nowhere near.
Yeah.
But like, I don't think it'll touch Empire, though. Because the fucking Empire Strikes Back. And you know, Disney... For as much shit as you can say about them, as far as messed up things they've done in the past, you know what they don't do? They don't do stupid shit like George Lucas did. For example, they're going to release a Blu-ray edition of it that's going to include the theatrical cuts. That's right, the theatrical cuts that George Lucas didn't want to release on Blu-ray because he believes in his. They're like, no, we don't want to do your stupid versions, George Lucas. We want Han shooting first.
Of course we do.
Which is so weird, because you would think that Disney would be the ones to fuck it up.
No, George Lucas already fucked it up.
That's, like, you would imagine, like, this is almost seems like a bizarro universe. Where it's like, the corporation is maintaining the integrity of the original product and pushing for better quality, while the originator just sort of hoarded it out and squandered it and changed it and made it terrible. You're like, wait a minute, shouldn't this be happening in reverse?
It's like
a reverse Mary Poppins.
Exactly. And
Disney has reverse bastardized Star Wars.
Yeah, they did. They did. I don't want to cut this short, but we are, you know, getting close to the 10-minute mark. 10 minutes left in the show, and we still got to go to ad break, and we still got to talk about Jurassic Park, Jurassic World.
Well, you know, I'll say this. I think an hour time slot is a good idea.
Yeah.
But, you know, obviously it's there for if we don't have enough, but I feel like we have quite a bit to talk about tonight.
Well, we got to stick it and stay at an hour. So...
Fine.
Well, and because we both, two of us have to go to bed for work tomorrow, and we probably have to too, but we'll be back, guys. We'll be back here at this moment, and when we come back, we're going to talk Jurassic World.
And then we'll just leave a pause now and insert the ads later.
No, I'm going to do it now. Watch. We're doing it now.
No, why don't you just insert them later, and then we'll just keep going.
Join Halls and Rorschach as they bring...
Whatever.
Because I've got to
edit it in post.
No, because here's the thing: I've got to be up at 6 a.m, and I don't want to stay up editing it in post because I got to put it there in time for them to schedule it.
Okay, well, can't we just go?
So we're gonna go on break now. Be right back, guys.
Balls.
Saturday's noon east. Join Halls and Rorschach as they bring you the news you need to get you through your weekend.
Ali, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, Ali, I'm outside right now. It's really blowing hard out here.
Sounds like it. Where are you at? Are you in Antarctica?
Wait a minute, Ali. I see somebody coming toward me. They're coming toward me. Hold on a second. What are you doing in my yard? I'm getting too old for this shit.
Guys, it's Halls from It's All About Me. Join Rorschach and myself every Saturday from noon to 2 Eastern Time right here on More Like Radio.
you're ready for pro wrestling like it's never been seen before. Pro wrestling meant for an adult audience, and pro wrestling where nobody says brother or tells you you can't see them. Check out Combat Zone Wrestling, the most innovative, high-flying, hard-hitting, ultra-violent promotion on the planet today. Combat Zone Wrestling. Visit us at www.czwrestling.com.
Listen to More Like Radio every Tuesday night for the answer to this question that's on everybody's lips.
What does the drunk say?
On your fuck. Oof.
What the drunk say?
I'm not one that judges penises.
Blah, 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 blah.
I can't understand what
the... What does the drunk say?
Do it in a bourbon barrel. I am all over the goddamn place, okay. Oh, let me, excuse me.
What the drunk say?
I will fucking do that. I think that's enough of the racism there. Okay.
What does the drunk say?
Alcohol by Volume, Tuesdays 6 to 8 p.m. only on morelikeradio.com.
All right, we're back. See, that wasn't that bad. Because, I mean, now that the show's only an hour, I'm keeping the breaks at that 3 minutes at the most. For those who are listening to the show and wondering why it's not the 10-minute breaks anymore. Because we're not live anymore. We're not doing 2 hours. We're only doing an hour. So it's going to be maybe a couple 30-second spots, maybe one 1-minute spot. And then we can get, you know, most of our full-time talking and getting into nerdy content. So, yeah. We're back. Like I said, we're going to talk Jurassic World.
Mm-hmm.
Because the thing with Thanksgiving is that they drop major trailers. Like that and the Super Bowl weekend are usually big times for dropping things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Apparently Cornax is getting cheesecake.
Well, no, I said I wanted to get cheesecake.
Oh.
But, you know, 3 minutes, I'm not going to... Look... I know what I look like, but I can't eat cheesecake in 3 minutes.
Well, no, like, I kept it at 3 minutes because, like, listen, guys, for those who don't know, before we get into the Jurassic World trailer, we're still exclusive, even though we're podcasted, so we've still got to do the breaks, and doing it in post is a big pain in the ass, because basically to do it in post, to do it successfully in post.
I'm so glad we're back.
Yeah.
Doing this at least as a podcast, because now I don't feel weird about being in the More Like Radio staff group.
Yeah, exactly.
I was like, I haven't done a show in 3 months. Should I still be here?
Yeah, but
I'm pretty sure Gary Cantrell has done more in the past 3 months on More Like Radio, and he left. And that's not me. Now, hold on. Let's just go back and say something for people. I know More Like Radio has a history of bashing certain shows. We've had shows that have left the station. And we've been fine with them. We've had a few.
Yeah.
So, and that's not me bashing on Gary. I'm pointing out, I'm pretty sure that the shoot went off the air during our hiatus.
Yeah, they did.
So that means Gary Cantrell has officially done more in the past 3 months. And he's completely left the station. Whereas I'm still technically a part of it. And I've done nothing.
Well, you're here now. We're doing the show. So you can stop feeling bad. So... Yeah, you know, listen, it's what
I
we
hope
do.
That explains what I meant for people before I get people saying, oh, he's shitting on Gary.
You're not shitting on Gary. And if anybody thinks that, they need to fucking relax. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. Jurassic World. Thoughts?
I was just kind of like,
No.
I was like, all right, well, they're definitely trying to make Chris Pratt out to be like, I've seen.
Hey guys, it's like
he's a zookeeper.
Yeah,
I know, but the way they've like, okay, I remember.
Guys, it's an alternate version of the zookeeper with Kevin James.
Here's what I think.
Oh my god, can that be Jurassic World?
Hey, say combine Muldoon from the first Jurassic Park with Star Lord, and that's what you get.
That's what I mean. Every time I look at him, I'm like, they're just trying to make him out to be Muldoon.
I will lose my shit if he says clever girl.
Like, no, but here's the thing. I've seen that movie. We've all seen Jurassic Park, I think. And one thing is, my friend... What?
No. I've never seen Jurassic Park.
I've not seen the whole thing. I've seen parts
of it. Oh my god. No, I've actually.
I'm Hot Fuzz.
I own Jurassic Park. I have watched it 1,000 times. What the hell?
No, here's the thing. All right. I never got to finish it because when I did see it, I was a kid. So what happened was essentially I got pulled away from the TV screen because, no, you shouldn't be watching this. And I've never really thought about, hey, I should probably go back and watch that. And then I realized I don't know which one was the one I was watching. Anyway, the point is I at least know who Muldoon is.
Yeah.
True.
But also, when I was a little kid, my friend used to have this action figure of Muldoon. And I'm looking at Chris Pratt, I'm like, wait a minute. And I'm thinking back to that action figure, I'm like, wait a minute. Because that's basically what they've done. They've essentially just repackaged him.
They pretty much did.
It's like a variant version of the same action figure.
You know what's funny, too, is that like the background stories on the, like, the cards that came with those old figures, like the background stories and stuff, were pretty much more so like based on the book than the movie. If you actually read them, they were. Like, it was hilarious. Like, wait, this didn't happen in the movie. Like, what are you talking about? And they were very much more like the movie counterparts than the book counterparts. Even like,
I think you can see that in, all right, no matter like what we say, no one's going to identify the character as anything but just, that's Wayne Newton. That's Wayne fucking Newton.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you seen the action figure for his character?
Looks nothing like Wayne Newton.
Exactly! I'm like,
nothing like him.
He's muscle bound, and he has a pet raptor, and he has...
A pet raptor? Are you sure it wasn't the Dilophosaurus?
Probably. I'm
probably.
I don't
a
know.
Little pet Dilophosaurus.
Listen, I literally just watched this movie 2 days ago, so...
Yeah.
Again.
You can watch it yet again 2 weeks ago.
I did. Two days.
Well, because it's Jurassic Park. Like,
yeah,
you should watch it at least once a year.
Movie ever. Oh, I watch it like 5 times a year.
Okay, I'm not going to go
ahead.
The greatest
movie
ever. No.
You know.
It is.
Nope.
It's one of the greatest movies ever.
Okay, maybe I have to watch it, but I
yeah,
but
you haven't even seen the whole thing all the way through, so you can't even talk.
Hold on. I will say this. My top three movies are this. Number 3, Animal House. Number 2, The Crow. Number 1, Casablanca. What?
Wow, she pfft you.
Casablanca.
Wow, what would my top 3 be? Fuck it, we'll go to a sidebar. Top 3
oh,
movies.
Oh shit, no, I don't have a top 3. I can't.
Oh, it's the best movie ever, but you can't make a top 3.
It's in my top 3.
Oh, but you don't have one. You don't have a top 3, but it's in it.
I don't care.
So my top 3. Raging Bull, which I think is Scorsese's best movie, like hands down.
Really? You think that's his best one?
Yeah, I think Raging Bull is his best movie. Like because he basically was made that movie as if it was his last, you know.
It's true.
And De Niro's acting was
You don't think Taxi?
I think Raging Bull is better than, but it's slightly better than Taxi Driver. They would be 1A and 1B. I just like Raging Bull a little more than Taxi Driver.
For anyone who was born by 2000 on, who's listening to this, Taxi Driver is essentially think of Wreck-It Ralph but more violent.
Yeah, pretty
oh
much.
Oh my god.
Pretty much.
Pulling that from crack.com.
Actual.
So yeah, man, so those, like, that one, Raging Bull definitely is up there.
Oh, fuck, there's so many movies, I've seen so many movies
that it's hard to, you know, the original Godzilla, like, the Gojira cut.
Oh my god, I love that movie!
These are my top three favorites, so, as to not paint myself into a corner. Oh wow! What else would I put as like my favorite thing?
Do you count Lord of the Rings as one entirety?
No, because it's based
on the entire trilogy.
Three different movies based on three different books. Like, you count the movies individually.
All right. Well, there's my topic. No.
Well, then Jurassic Park's not the best movie ever.
No. Okay. First of all, it's Jurassic Park: Return of the King.
And then. And then.
Holy shit, I just realized
I've seen
something.
A lot, so it's hard for me to think of, like, my third.
And my top, like, the, you know, another favorite of mine.
Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, the Godfather is also one of my top three, but that always switches between The Godfather and The Godfather Part Two, because they're both, they're like, that's another one where they can alternate. Like, my list could change from what it is to, like, The Godfather 2, Taxi Driver, and Godfather.
And then while Gojira. He's not looking, we'll just erase it and then put 3 next to it.
No, because I would know that I would never say that with a straight face. You know, another movie that I think is great and underappreciated? Brazil. Fucking.
I've been wanting to see Brazil for so long.
It's
what about Alien?
Alien's really good.
Oh my god, Alien was fucking amazing.
I also, like, I've been watching a lot of, like, French New Wave.
Back to the Future might be on there, too.
Back to the Future would be up there.
Back in... Okay, hold on. I just remembered something. Because I remember Back to the Future, and then I think Huey Lewis, and then I'm realizing that today at work, all of a sudden I hear, the heart of rock and roll is still beating. I'm like, fucking Royston Marie.
Yeah. You know, another movie that I've appreciated later, but now, like, it's like one of my favorites to watch, Chaplin's The Great Dictator. Fucking great movie.
Well, that ending monologue is just...
That ending monologue. And Robert Downey Jr. nails it in the biopic of Chaplin.
I love that movie. I love Chaplin.
Yeah, it's, like, so good. Like, I liked Interstellar. So, like, and one of the reasons is because I can appreciate a movie like Interstellar. Because I like, for example, like, Tarkovsky's Solaris.
Mm-hmm. You like balls.
You like balls, bruh.
Balls.
RoboCop, you know another Buzz. Movie? Another movie?
Pan's Labyrinth's really good.
No, this is my, oh god, I can't tell if that's my Duke Nukem or if that's my Jeff Peterson saying Balls voice anymore.
Another, like...
No, Pan's Labyrinth.
Yeah. You guys ever see Kronos?
No, but I've wanted to.
Yeah. Kronos is Guillermo del Toro's first movie. It's really good.
Yeah, it's the vampire one.
Yeah, and The Devil's Backbone. Also
I've
really
seen that
good.
One. That one's really good.
I've seen it, what an actual Devil's Backbone looks like.
Yeah. Ooh. Fucking David Cronenberg's another one that, like, is not as appreciated as he should be. Like, he's had some fucked up movies in his past, but he's, like, he's had some, like, also
The
real...
Fly.
Yeah, The Fly.
I'll say this about The Fly. Yeah, I think that's one of the only remakes where some people would actually go, I think this was better than the original.
Yeah, there's not
actually,
many.
I'm pretty sure that his Fly was better. Than
there's him. Not many, but that's one of them. But, like, fuck, what was it? Dead Ringers is a great one. Videodrome is another great one. Scanners, of course. Like, that's, like, his most popular because of the head explosion scene.
Well, which, oh, do you know how they did that?
I forgot. I heard it once, but I forgot.
They filled up, like, a prosthetic head with a bunch of meat and shit. And they blew it up by pointing a shotgun at it point
blank
from behind.
Holy shit, that's awesome.
It's
Empire
amazing.
Strikes Back has to be on your tops.
Yeah, it's up there. Empire Strikes Back is up there. And so
that's
it's
on tops for everybody.
So is Wrath of Khan. That's up there, too.
Here's the thing. When it comes to Star Wars, this is like... the only reason I don't bring Star Wars up is because, for me, it's almost not fair. Star Wars... is my fucking childhood.
Yeah.
That was when I was a little kid, my father bought me this VHS set, special edition. I say special edition, but it's the original theatrical cut on VHS.
Yeah.
And we watched the shit out of that, man. That is my childhood right there.
Another favorite of mine, Lucio Fulci's Zombie.
Mm. Batman Returns.
What else?
I love Batman Returns.
Spaceballs. Spaceballs will always
Ghostbusters.
Have...
Yeah.
If I'm going to talk about recent movies, actually, I've fallen in love with the Lego Movie, which isn't a cool thing to say, but
everything
it's like...
Everything is awesome.
Exactly.
Everything is cool.
That movie just makes me happy.
Everything is
supposed to.
Awesome.
It's amazing. You know what? Like, I really liked Frozen when I saw it. Like, I know it's kind of like at this point...
Big Hero 6.
I really liked it.
I really like Big Hero 6.
Yeah, Big Hero 6 was good too. Structurally, it was kind of.
But it's an animated movie. I mean...
No, I know. It was just, it was like, it took a while to actually get to the actual catalyst, I feel like.
Oh, and another movie that I really like, and this one has very long cuts, but Apocalypse Now.
Yeah.
Also, Seven Samurai is really good, you know. Such a good movie. If you got like
Goonies,
yes.
Goonies, if Princess Bride.
This is gonna sound like such a like. Really, why don't you just say the Beatles is one of your favorite bands? But I love the movie Ed Wood.
Really? Sorry.
That's not my favorite Tim Burton movie.
It's not. It actually probably is one of my favorites. Actually, you know what? No. Beetlejuice is my favorite.
Yeah.
Ed Wood is there, though. Because Beetlejuice...
Like, Beetlejuice or Edward Scissorhands are my favorite.
Beetlejuice, once again, is my childhood. And I'm not talking about the I'm not talking about the cartoon.
Oh, the cartoon, though, was, like, part
of it. The cartoon was amazing, but I'm talking about that movie. That movie was my childhood.
You know what movie is really good?
Which actually explains quite a bit about me.
True. Yes. But you know what movie is really good for, like, a show that's been on the air for, like, 25 seasons? The Simpsons movie?
Yeah, actually, yeah. That's what I was thinking. It was like...
The movie's really good.
Because I noticed something. I was like, a lot of shows, they tend to like either stop or go down quality after the movie. And I was like, Simpsons movie was really good. And like, you know how all those people have been making jokes for years about the Simpsons should have stopped at season 10 or something?
Yeah.
I'm just like, people have been making those jokes for years, but you never really heard them until after the movie, in my opinion.
No. Exactly.
Like, it seemed like after the movie, it just became clear that people wished the show was gone.
Yes. With that, we're gonna end this on a quick question for everybody to answer. Favorite TV show?
Like, overall?
Overall.
Out of everything I...
Everything.
Currently?
Everything. Anything.
Anything. Oh.
I will start Firefly.
Oh, what a typical response.
It's a typical response, but and like... Actually, no. I take that back. The Shield. I feel okay. That and The Wire have alternated as like the shows that have captivated me the most, so... Fuck, no, maybe The Wire. I don't know. But one of those three.
Angry Beavers.
Yeah.
You know what? Because I'm
hey, Arnold. Like,
okay.
I haven't watched TV for years, but I know I was a 90s kid, and I grew up with, you know, and once it hit 2000, Cartoon Network had a lot of shit, but back in the 90s, it was Nickelodeon. Yeah. And when I think of shows I loved on Nickelodeon, you know, even though there's ones that I can probably think better about or I can pick out a specific instance, there's nothing like I just remember how happy Angry Beavers made me.
Yeah.
Wait, okay, so for me it's either Hey Arnold or Kim Possible.
All right, there we go. Now,
Kim Possible was the best.
Okay, now
or Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
All right, guys, we are gonna wrap this up though because we're a little past an hour.
I'm tired.
We all got to go to bed. So we're gonna do our Twitter plugs. Ariel.
Nerd Hour Ariel, though I'm not really on that often. So. All right,
Cornax.
Cornax MLR, you can mainly find me complaining about shit.
Yeah, we all complain. I complain on Twitter too. So at Hipster Punchy on Twitter, that might change.
Follow me to hear me bash the United States Postal Service.
Yes, exactly. Hipster Punchy on Twitter, that might change soon. I don't have any actual comedy show scheduled for now. I'm mostly doing open mics for now until I get another booking.
You know what's sad?
What's that?
You were actually in my area,
and you didn't go. Jerk.
Hey, I wanted to go, but I actually couldn't because I didn't realize exactly where you were.
Oh, those are characters, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't find that out until late, and it was like my family was ordering in. So by the time they were like, well, the food is here. The food is going to get here in 30 minutes. His show starts in 15. What the fuck are we going to do? I'm like, shit.
Yeah. So it's all right though. I'll probably be there in the area again because those guys are cool. I'm cool with them.
Like,
so.
To point this out of where Punchy was, he was basically in the in Hicksville.
Yeah, it was
where
Hicksville.
I live. He was in. We don't exactly have the ghetto,
But we have where the rednecks live.
Yeah. So, before I go,
that's where he was.
Before I do go, though, I am going to point out I'm going to be on a show called Ring Geeks. It's a wrestling-based podcast. You might see me interacting with someone named Nerd Mantra on Twitter. That's her show. It's a wrestling-based show, but it's also nerdy as well, so it fits on this show. I'll be on that probably next week, their show then, so check it out. All right, guys, have a good one. We'll be back next week.
Balls.
Very exclusive, but not higher than me. All the sobriety of the day and age might prove